The next word is although. English sentence. Although he is very wealthy, he is not happy. Russian sentence. Хотя он очень богат, он несчастлив. Breakdown. Хотя. Pronounced. Хотя is a conjunction meaning although or even though. It is used to introduce a clause that contrasts with the main clause. On. Pronounced. On is a pronoun meaning he. Очень. Pronounced. Очень is an adverb meaning very. Богат. Pronounced. Богат is an adjective meaning rich or wealthy. Он. Pronounced. Он is a pronoun meaning he. Не. Pronounced. Не is an adverb meaning not. Счастлив. Pronounced. Счастлив is an adjective meaning happy. Variations. Несмотря на то, что. Pronounced. Несмотря на то, CHTO is a more formal way to say although or despite the fact that. Однако. Pronounced. Однако means however and can be used in place of. Хотя. In some contexts. Translation. Although. Хотя. Pronounced. Хотя. He. Он. Pronounced. Он. Very. Очень. Pronounced. Очень. Wealthy. Богат. Pronounced. Богат. Not. Не. Pronounced. Не. Happy. Счастлив. Pronounced. Счастлив. The next word is least. Hash the Russian sentence. Он был наименее заинтересован в этом проекте. Hash breakdown. Он. Pronunciation. Он, he, masculine nominative pronoun. Был. Pronunciation. Был, was, past tense of the verb, to be. Наименее. Pronunciation. Наименее, least, superlative adverb. Заинтересован. Pronunciation. Заинтересован, interested, masculine past participle of the verb, to be interested. Pronunciation. V, in, preposition. Этом. Pronunciation. Этом, this, masculine nominative pronoun. Проекте. Pronunciation. Проекти, project, masculine nominative noun. Hash explanation. The sentence translates to, he was least interested in this project. Key concepts. Superlative adverbs. Russian superlative adverbs are formed by adding the suffix. Ещё. Ещё, to the comparative form of the adjective. For example, the comparative form of the adjective интересное, краткое. Интересный. Interesting, интересное, краткое. Более интересный. More interesting, and the superlative is интересное, краткое. Наименее интересный. Least interesting. Past participles. Russian past participles are formed by adding the suffix. Вшии. Вишии, to the verb stem. The masculine form is used here, because the subject of the sentence is он, he. Hash variations. You can use the word. Меньше. Pronunciation. Меньше, less to replace. Наименее. Pronunciation. Наименее, least, but the sentence would have a slightly different meaning. He was less interested in this project. You can also use the word. Самый. Pronunciation. Som I, most in front of. Zainteresovan. Pronunciation. Zainteresovan, interested to form the superlative. He was the least interested in this project. Hash hash pronunciation guide. Own. Own. Boo. Beel. Naimini. Naimini. Zainteresovan. Zainteresovan. V. Atom. Atom. Project. Project. English translation of the word and pronunciation. Least. Naimini. Naimini. The next word is age. The Russian word for age is Vozrast. Pronounced Vozrast. Here is a simple sentence using this word. Univobashoi Vozrast. Univobashoi Vozrast. This sentence literally translates to, he has a big age. Breakdown. U. This is the preposition, at, or, with. It is used to indicate possession. Nivo. Nivo, this is the pronoun, he. Bashoi. Balshoi, this is the adjective, big, or, large. It is used to describe the noun, age. Vozrast. Vozrast, this is the noun, age. Key concept. This sentence implies that the person is old, but it's more formal than saying, he's old. Variations. Instead of saying, Bashoi Vozrast. Balshoi Vozrast, you can say, Onstar. Onstar, which means, he is old. If you want to be more specific, you can use a number with the word. Yet. Light. For example. Yimupajdisyat yet. Yimupajdisyat light means, he is 50 years old. Pronunciation. Vozrast. Vozrast. Bashoi. Balshoi. Nivo. Nyvo. U. On. Own. Star. Star. Lit. Light. English / Russian translation. Age. Vozrast. Vozrast. The next word is low. The word, low, can be used in a variety of ways in Russian, depending on the context. Here is one example of how the word, low, could be used in a sentence. The Russian sentence is Tsunanobinzin сейчас низкая. English translation. The price of gasoline is currently low. Breakdown. Цена. Pronounced цена, this is the word for price. It is a feminine noun, meaning that it takes the feminine form of adjectives, such as энергия. Ne. Pronounced na, this is a preposition meaning on or at. In this case, it is used to indicate the object of the price, gasoline. Бензин. Pronounced benzene, this is the word for gasoline. Сейчас. Pronounced сейчас, this is an adverb meaning now or currently. Низкая. Pronounced Nizkaya, this is the feminine form of the adjective Nizekaikatkoye, pronounced Nizkiye, meaning low. It agrees in gender with the noun Tseyena. Important concepts. Case. Russian nouns have six cases that indicate their function in the sentence. In this sentence, Tseyena is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Gender. Russian nouns have three genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. The gender of a noun determines the form of adjectives that modify it. In this sentence, tsayena is feminine, so the adjective enizekaya must also be feminine. agreement. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. In this sentence, Enizekaya agrees with Tseyena in gender, feminine, number, singular, and case, nominative. Variations of the word, lo. The word Enizekaikratkoye can also be used to describe a person's height, for example, Onenizekaikratkoye, pronounced Onizkiye, which translates to, he is short. Other synonyms for lo include Emalyerukratkoye, pronounced Malie, Enyeveyerusokaikratkoye, pronounced Nivisokiye, and Emalyenirikaikratkoye, pronounced Malenkiye. English and Russian translation. Lo. Niskiye. Pronounced Niskiye, lo, feminine. Niskaya. Pronounced Niskaya. The next word is speak. The word speak can be translated into Russian as Govorit. Pronounced Govorit. This is a very common verb in Russian and has many variations, making it an important word to learn. Here is an example of a sentence using this verb. Он говорит по-английски. Pronounced on говорит по-английски. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced on he, masculine subject pronoun. Говорит. Pronounced говорит, speaks, present tense, third person singular. По-английски. Pronounced по-английски, in English, prepositional phrase indicating language. Key concept. In Russian, you use a preposition, like по, to indicate language when talking about speaking. This sentence means, he speaks English. You can easily change this sentence by changing the subject pronoun, or changing the prepositional phrase to a different language. Translation of words. Speak. Говорит. Говорит, he. Он. Он, in English. По-английски. По-английски. The next word is within. The English word within can be translated into Russian as внутри. Внутри. Here is an example of how to use the word in a sentence. Внутри. Дома. Было. Тепло. И. Уютно. Внутри. Дома. Было. Тепло. I don't know. Translation. Inside the house, it was warm and cozy. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Внутри. Внутри. Within, inside, this is the key word in the sentence. Дома. Дома. House, this is a noun in the genitive case, which means it indicates possession or belonging. Было. Было. Was, this is the past tense of the verb, to be. Тепло. Тепло. Warm, an adjective describing the temperature inside the house. И. And, this is a conjunction connecting the two adjectives. Уютно. Уютно. Cozy, another adjective describing the feeling inside the house. Key concept. The word. Внутри. Внутри. Can be used to indicate location or position within something. It is similar to the English word, inside. Pronunciation guide. Внутри. Внутри. The stress is on the second syllable. Дома. Дома. The stress is on the first syllable. Buddha. By low. The stress is on the first syllable. Tip low. Type low. The stress is on the first syllable. Uyutna. Uyutno. The stress is on the second syllable. English. Within Russian. Vnutri. Vnutri. The next word is process. The word, process, in Russian is process. Protichess. This word can be a noun, or a verb, and can be used in many different contexts. Here is a sentence. Этот процесс занимает много времени. Этот протичес занимает много времени. This sentence uses the noun form of the word. Процесс. Протичес. The noun is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. Этот. Этот, this is a demonstrative pronoun, and it modifies the noun. Процесс. Протичес, which is the subject of the sentence. Процесс. Протичес, process, the word is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. Занимает. Занимает, takes, this is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Занимает. Занимает. The verb in this sentence agrees with the subject. Процесс. Протичес. Много. Много, much, this is an indefinite pronoun that modifies the noun. Времени. 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 Времени, time, the word is in the genitive case, which is used to indicate possession in Russian, as well as other meanings. Here the genitive case shows how much time the process takes. Translation. This process takes a lot of time. Variations. The word process. Протичес can also be used as a verb. Процессировать. Протичессировать. This verb means to process. The verb can be conjugated in all of the tenses and moods in the Russian language. Pronunciation. Процесс. Протичес. Протичес is pronounced with a stress on the second syllable. The C is pronounced like an S in the word process. Этот. Этот, the first E is pronounced like the E in the word bed. The T in the second syllable is pronounced like a soft T, and the O is pronounced like the O in the word lot. Занимает. Занимает, this word is pronounced like занимает with a stress on the first syllable. Много. Много, the O is pronounced like the O in the word lot. Времени. Времени, this word is pronounced like времени with a stress on the second syllable. The next word is public. The word public can be tricky in Russian, as it has different meanings depending on the context. Here's a sentence using a common variation. Эта информация является общедоступной. Эта информация является общедоступной. This information is publicly available. Breakdown. Эта. Эта. This feminine singular, pronounced like eta. Информация. Информация. Information, pronounced like информация. Является. Является. Is pronounced like является. Общедоступной. Общедоступной. Publicly available, pronounced like obshchdostupnoy. Key concepts. The word public in Russian is often expressed with the adjective общественный. Общественные. Pronounced like общественные. The word общедоступный. Общедоступные. Pronounced like общедоступные is a more specific adjective meaning publicly available or accessible. The feminine singular form of the adjective общедоступный. Общедоступные. Is общедоступные. Общедоступные. English to Russian. Public. Общественный. Общественные. Pronounced like общественные, publicly available. Общедоступные. Общедоступные. Pronounced like общедоступные. The next word is often. English word. Often pronunciation. Of 10. Russian sentence. Я. Часто. Хаоевеуэнивеерэсэтэээ. English translation. I often go to the university. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. Pronounced like ya in yard. This is a personal pronoun in the nominative case. Часто. Often. Pronounced like часто хожу. Хожу. I go, present tense. Pronounced like хожу. This is a verb in the present tense. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I. Where. In. Pronounced like V. A preposition. Univeresitete. Universitet. University. Pronounced like universitet. This is a noun in the accusative case, since the verb хожу. Хожу. Takes the accusative case. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change their form based on their function in the sentence. The accusative case is used for the object of a verb. Present tense. The present tense in Russian is formed by adding endings to the verb stem, which vary based on the person and number. Variations. Часто is an adverb and can be placed in different parts of the sentence to emphasize different aspects. For example, часто. Я хожу в университет. Often, I go to the university. Я хожу в университет. Часто. I go to the university often. English, Russian translation. Often. Часто. Часто. The next word is by. Hush hush. Книгу написал известный писатель, но она была написана не для всех. Breakdown. Книга. Книга. Pronounced книга, book. Написал. Написал. Pronounced написал, past tense masculine singular of the verb, to write. Известный. Известный. Pronounced известно, well known, famous. Писатель. Писатель. Pronounced писатель, writer. No. No. Pronounced noh, but. Anna. Owner. Pronounced RNAH, she, it, referring to the book. Bula. Byla. Pronounced BLAH, past tense feminine singular of the verb, to be. Napisana. Napisana. Pronounced NAPSAH NA, past tense feminine singular of the verb, to be written. Не. Не. pronounced I, not da. The liar. Pronounced the liar for sick. The sack. Pronounced F-sick, everyone. Meaning, the book was written by a famous writer, but it wasn't written for everyone. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and verbs change their endings to agree with the gender of the noun they modify. Here, izhevestenyerlikvatkoye, masculine, agrees with pesatelyeri, masculine, while napesana, feminine, agrees with kenigea, feminine. Prepositions. The preposition delia, for, is used to indicate the intended audience of the book. Word order. While the sentence structure is similar to English, Russian allows for more flexibility in word order, which can be used for emphasis or clarity. Variations. Instead of писатель, writer, you could use after author. The sentence could also be written as известный писатель написал книгу, но она была написана не для всех. English translation of the Russian words. Книга. Book. Написал. Wrote. Известный. Famous. Писатель. Writer. Но. But. Она. It. Была. Was. Написана. Written. Не. Not. Для. For. Всех. Everyone. The next word is train. The English word, train, can translate into Russian as поезд. Pronounced, поезд, with the stress on the second syllable, or обучать. Pronounced, обучать, with the stress on the second syllable, depending on the context. Поезд. Train, is a noun referring to a railway vehicle that transports people, or goods. It is a masculine noun. Here's an example sentence. Я еду на поезде в Москву. Я иду на поезде в Москву. Translation. I am going to Moscow by train. Обучать. To train is a verb that means to teach someone a skill or a set of skills. It can also mean to prepare someone for a specific job or activity. It is an imperfective verb, meaning the action is ongoing or habitual. Here is an example sentence using the verb обучать. Тренер обучает спортсменов бегу на длинные дистанции. Тренер обучает спортсменов бегу на длинные дистанции. Translation. The coach is training the athletes to run long distances. Key concepts. Gender. Поезд. Is masculine, so you'll use the masculine pronoun. Он. He, to refer to it. Case. Nouns in Russian change form depending on their function in the sentence. Поезд. Is in the nominative case here, because it is the subject of the sentence. Prepositions. Pay attention to prepositions like на, on, by, and in, to. They are important for conveying the correct meaning. Pronunciation notes. Поезд. Colon, the, e, at the end is silent, and the, there, is pronounced like a, d, sound. Обучать. Colon, the, chair, is pronounced like a, ch, sound, and the, a, at the end is pronounced like the, a, in, father. Variations. Поездка. Поездка, train ride, noun. Обучение. Обучение, training, noun. English and Russian word translations. Train, noun, equals поезд. Poest, train, verb, equals. Abuchat. Abuchat. The next word is possible. Hush hush. Возможно. Он. Придет. Завтра. Breakdown. Возможно. Возможно, this is the key word in this sentence, meaning possible or maybe. It is an adverb and is used to express uncertainty. Возможно is the nominative case, it's a neuter form. The accusative form is возможный. The genitive form is возможного. Он. On, this is a personal pronoun meaning he. It is in the nominative case. It is used as the subject of the verb. Придёт. Придёт, this is the future tense of the verb, to come. Приходит. Приходит. It is conjugated in the third person singular. The te ending denotes third person singular. Завтра. Завтра, this is an adverb meaning tomorrow. It is used to indicate the time of the action. Translation. It is possible he will come tomorrow. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates how to express possibility in Russian using the word. Возможно. Pronunciation hints. Возможно. Возможно, the stress falls on the second syllable. Он. On, the stress falls on the first syllable. Придёт. Придёт, the stress falls on the second syllable. Завтра. Завтра, the stress falls on the first syllable. The next word is actually. The word, actually, in English can be used in a variety of ways, so let's look at a few Russian sentences using different meanings of this word. Sentence 1. На самом деле, я не люблю кофе. На самом деле, я не люблю кофе. Breakdown. На самом деле. На самом деле. Translates to actually or in reality. It's a common phrase in Russian and means in fact, truly, or as a matter of fact. Я. Я. I. Не. Не. Not. Люблю. Люблю. Love. Present tense. Coffee. Cove. Coffee. Key concept. The key concept here is the use of. На самом деле. На самом деле. To emphasize a truth, or to introduce a surprising fact. You can use it to contrast what might be expected with what is actually the case. Translation. Actually, I don't like coffee. Pronunciation. На самом деле. На самом деле. Я. Я. Не. Не. Люблю. Люблю. Кофе. Кофе. Sentence 2. Я на самом деле не знаю, что сказать. Я на самом деле не знаю, что сказать. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. На самом деле. На самом деле. Actually, or in reality. Не. Не. Not. Знаю. Знаю. No. Present tense. Что? Chto. What? Сказать. Сказать. To say, infinitive. Key concept. The key concept here is the use of на самом деле. На самом деле. To introduce a confession or an admission of a fact. The speaker is acknowledging that they don't know what to say, and using actually to soften the admission. Translation. Actually, I don't know what to say. Pronunciation. Я. На самом деле. На самом деле. Не. Не. Знаю. Знаю. Что? Chto. Сказать. Сказать. English. Actually Russian. На самом деле. На самом деле. The next word is rather. English. The professor prefers to teach literature rather than linguistics. Russian. Профессор предпочитает преподавать литературу. Hi, Anne. L-E-N-G-M-E-S-T-E-K-U. Профессор предпочитает преподавать литературу. Anne лингвистику. Breakdown. Профессор. Профессор. Professor, masculine, pronounced as pro-f-e-h saw. Предпочитает. Предпочитает. Prefers, verb, pronounced as предпочитает. Преподавать. Преподавать. To teach, verb, pronounced as преподавать. Литературу. Литературу. Literature, feminine, pronounced as literatioru. Anne. Anne. Rather than pronounced as anai. Linguistiku. Linguistiku. Linguistics, feminine, pronounced as lingivistiku. Key concepts. Anne. Anne. Is a common way to express, rather than, in Russian. It literally means, and not. Russian verbs often have different endings depending on the subject. Here, the verb. Предпочитает. Предпочитает. Prefers, is in the third person singular form, which is used, because the subject is. Профессор. Профессор. Professor. There are many ways to express the concept of, rather than, in Russian. For example, you could also say, Mr. Vmesto. Instead of. Translation. The professor prefers to teach literature, rather than linguistics. Pronunciation. Professor. Pro-f-e-h-sor. Предпочитает. Предпочитает. Преподавать. Преподавать. Литературу. Литературу. Анне. Анай. Лингвистику. Лингвистику. Variations. You could use the word. Скорее. Скорее. Rather, instead of. Анне. Anne. To make the sentence more emphatic. For example, you could say. Профессор скорее предпочитает преподавать литературу. Czechiem lingwistiku. Profesorskore I predpoczytajet przypodawat literaturu. Kem lingwistiku. The professor rather prefers to teach literature than linguistics. English word, rather Russian word. Skoreye. Skorei. Rather, pronunciation. Skorehea. The next word is view. The English word, view, can be translated in Russian in a couple of ways depending on the context. Vit. Pronounced, vit, is the most common translation of view, and refers to a visual perception, or what you can see from a specific point. Sentence. Setai gorat krivaitsa patrasayushi vitna gorat. Pronounced, setai gorat kaya cyrillic yeruvaret sia patriasa ushi vitna gorat. Breakdown. Pronounced, s, from, preposition. Etai. Pronounced, etoi, this, feminine, genitive case. Goru. Pronounced, gori, mountains, feminine, genitive case. Otkruvaitsa. Pronounced, otkaya cyrillic yeruvaretsia, opens up, verb, third person singular, present tense. Patrasayushi. Pronounced, patriasaushi, breathtaking, adjective, masculine, nominative case. Vit. Pronounced, vit, view, masculine, nominative case. Na. Pronounced, na, on, preposition. Gorat. Pronounced, gorat, city, masculine, accusative case. Translation. From this mountain, a breathtaking view of the city opens up. Key concept. The sentence highlights the use of the preposition. Na. Na, for indicating location. Also, notice the use of the nominative case for the subject, view, and accusative case for the object, city. Vzglat. Pronounced, vzglat, can also be used for view, in the sense of an opinion, or perspective. Sentence. У него был очень интересный взгляд на жизнь. Pronounced, у него был очень интересный взгляд на жизнь. Breakdown. У. Pronounced, у, at, preposition. Него. Pronounced, nyvo, he, pronoun, genitive case. Был. Pronounced, был, was, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Очень. Pronounced, очень, very, adverb. Интересный. Pronounced, интересный, interesting, adjective, masculine, nominative case. Взгляд. Pronounced, vzglat, view slash perspective, masculine, nominative case. Na. Pronounced, na, on, preposition. Жизнь. Pronounced, жизнь, life, feminine, accusative case. Translation. He had a very interesting perspective on life. Key concept. This sentence illustrates the use of the preposition. Na. Na, to describe an opinion, or perspective on something. Also, the masculine noun. Vzglat. Vzglat, takes the singular masculine past tense form of the verb, to be. Bl. Bile. English. New, new, new Russian. Vit. Vzglat. Vit. Pronunciation. Vit, vzglat, vit. The next word is together. We will work together on this project.
Мы будем работать вместе над этим проектом.
Breakdown. Мьеру.
Мы.
We, this is the nominative plural form of the pronoun, я.
Я.
I. you will use this form for we in all cases except the accusative plural. The pronunciation is me. Budayam.
Budim.
Will be. This is the future tense, first person plural of the verb bayaruteyeri.
Boot.
To be. Pronunciation is budem. Erabeoteateyeri. Rabotat. To work. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Pronunciation is rabotat. Vemyesteye.
Vmisti.
Together. This is a preposition that means together or with each other. Pronunciation is vmesti.
Enade.
Not. On / over / above / about. This is a preposition that is often used to indicate that something is being done, on, or, about, something else. Pronunciation is, not.
Etim.
Etim. This. This is the instrumental case of the pronoun ete or.
Eta.
This. Pronunciation is, etim. Peroyekateom.
Projectum.
Project. This is the instrumental case of the noun peroyekate.
Project.
Project. Pronunciation is proektom. The word vemyesteye.
Vmisti.
Can be used in various ways to express the concept of together. We are going to the store together.
Medium magazine vmisti.
Let's work together on this project. Давайте работать вместе над этим проектом. They are sitting together at the table. Они сидят вместе за столом. Translation. We will work together on this project. Word pronunciation. Together.
Вместе.
Вместе. The next word is consider. The word, consider, can be translated into Russian using the verb. Рассматривать.
Рассматривать.
Sentence. Он рассматривает возможность переезда в другой город. Breakdown. Он. On, he, subject pronoun. Рассматривает. Rasmatrivat, considers, present tense, third person singular. Возможность. Возможность, possibility, noun, feminine. Переезда. Переезда, moving, genitive case of the noun. Переезд. Переезд, moving. V, in, to, preposition. Другой. Другой, other, adjective, masculine singular. Город. Город, city, noun, masculine. Translation. He is considering the possibility of moving to another city. Pronunciation. Рассматривать. Рассматривать. Stress on the second syllable. The t sound is soft, like the t in tune. Возможность. Возможность. Stress on the second syllable. The O sound is like the O in hot. Переезда. Переезда. Stress on the first syllable. The Е sound is like the E in bed. Другой. Другой. Stress on the first syllable. The U sound is like the U in moon. Variations of. Рассматривать. Рассматривать. Рассмотреть. Рассмотреть. To consider, infinitive form. Рассмотрен. Рассмотрен, considered, past participle, masculine singular. Рассмотрена. Рассмотрена, considered, past participle, feminine singular. Key concept. Рассматривать. Рассматривать is a versatile verb that can be used to express the idea of considering, examining,
or reviewing something. English. Consider Russian. Rasmatrivat.
Rasmatrivat.
The next word is price. Hush hush.
Tsuna.
Etava.
Telefona.
Okin.
Высокая.
Breakdown.
Цена.
Цена.
This is the noun, price. This is a feminine noun, so the adjective, high, needs to agree in gender, number, and case.
Этого.
Этого.
This is the masculine, genitive case form of the demonstrative pronoun, this. It modifies phone and tells us which phone.
Телефона.
Телефона.
This is the masculine, genitive case form of the noun, phone. It is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition of.
Очен.
Очен.
This is the adverb, very. It modifies the adjective, high.
Высокая.
Высокая.
This is the feminine, nominative case form of the adjective, high. It agrees in gender, number, and case with the noun, price.
Translation. The price of this phone is very high.
Key concepts.
Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree with the nouns they modify in gender, number, and case.
Case.
Russian has six cases. The case of a noun or pronoun is determined by its function in the sentence. The genitive case is often used after prepositions, like, of, in this sentence.
Adverbs.
Adverbs in Russian often modify adjectives, as in this sentence.
Word order.
While Russian can be more flexible than English, the word order here mirrors English for ease of understanding.
Pronunciation.
Цена.
Цена.
Ци, like, ts, in, cats. На, like, на, in, name.
Этого.
Этого.
A, like, e, in, bed.
То, like, то, in, toe.
Телефона.
Телефона.
T, like, t, in, ten.
L, like, l, in, lemon.
Fo, like, fo, in, four.
Очен.
Очен.
O, like, o, in, open.
Чен, like, чен, in, chin.
Высокая.
Высокая.
Вы, like, v, in, van.
So, like, so, in, so.
Car, like, car, in, car.
Ya, like, ya, in, yard.
The next word is parent. The word, parent, in Russian is
родитель.
Pronounced, родитель. Here's a sentence using the word.
My родители живут в Москве.
Pronounced, мои родители живут в Москве.
Breakdown.
My.
Мои,
my. Plural possessive adjective.
Родители.
Родители. Parents. Plural noun.
Живут.
Живут. Live. Present tense. Third person plural of the verb житьи.
Жит.
В. In. Preposition.
Москве.
Москва. Moscow. Prepositional case of the noun Москва.
Москва.
Meaning. My parents live in Moscow. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and nouns agree in gender, number, and case.
Родители.
Is a masculine plural noun, so the adjective.
My.
Is also masculine plural. Prepositional case. The preposition. In, requires the noun following it to be in the prepositional case.
Word order.
While Russian has a more flexible word order than English,
The basic structure of the sentence is subject-verb-object. Variations of the word error detaillere. Radetail.
Radetaili.
Radetaili, parents, plural.
Radetailitsa.
Radetailitsa, mother, singular.
Radetail.
Radetail, parent, singular. English translation. Parent.
Radetail.
Radetail. The next word is hard. Etazadacha. Etazadacha. Pronounced Etazadacha is a nominative feminine singular noun meaning this task. It is the subject of the sentence. Ochenyeri.
Ochen.
Pronounced Ochen is an adverb meaning very. It modifies the adjective terudenaya, pronounced trudnaya. Terudenaya.
Trudnaya.
Pronounced trudnaya is an adjective meaning difficult or hard in the feminine singular form. It modifies the noun zadacha, pronounced zadacha. The sentences. Etazadacha. Etazadacha. Ochenyeri.
Ochen.
Terudenaya.
Terudnaya.
Translation. This task is very hard. Key concepts. This sentence uses the nominative case for the subject, zadacha, pronounced zadacha. In Russian, the subject of a sentence is usually in the nominative case. Adjectives in Russian must agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. So, because zadacha, pronounced zadacha, is feminine singular, the adjective terudenaya, pronounced trudnaya, is also feminine singular. Variations of the word terudenaya, pronounced trudnaya. Masculine singular. Terudenyerikatkoye.
Trudnui.
Pronounced trudenwai, neuter singular. Terudenoye.
Trudnaye.
Pronounced trudno, plural. Terudenyeruye.
Trudnuye.
Pronounced trudnai. Translation. Hard terudenaya.
Trudnaya.
Pronounced trudnaya. The next word is will. Hash hash.
Yabudu.
Cheteate yiriete ukaenige uzeavetera.
Breakdown.
I, pronounced, ya, this is the nominative case of the personal pronoun, I, in Russian, used as the subject of the sentence.
Budu.
Will, pronounced, budu, this is the future tense of the verb, to be.
Beat.
Bite. It's used to express future actions.
Chitat.
To read, pronounced. Chitat, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to read, and in this sentence, it's used in the future tense with the auxiliary verb.
Budu.
Etu. This, pronounced, etu, this is the accusative case of the demonstrative adjective, this. It modifies the noun, book.
Knigu.
Book, pronounced, nigu, this is the accusative case of the noun, book. It's the object of the verb.
Chitat.
Laughter. Tomorrow, pronounced zavtra, this is an adverb of time indicating when the action will take place. Translation. I will read this book tomorrow. Key concepts. Future tense. In Russian, the future tense is formed using the auxiliary verb.
Beat.
To be, in the present tense, followed by the infinitive of the main verb. Accusative case. The accusative case is used for direct objects of verbs. This means the noun slash pronoun directly receiving the action of the verb is in the accusative case. Word order. Russian is a flexible language, and word order can sometimes be changed for emphasis or stylistic purposes.
However, in this sentence, the basic word order is subject-verb-object. Variations of
Budu Budish.
You, singular, informal, will
Budit.
He slash she slash it will
Budim.
We will
Budit.
You, plural, informal, will
Budut.
They will. Pronunciation.
Budu.
Budu.
Chitat.
Chitat.
Etu.
Etu.
Knigu.
Nigu.
Zavtra.
Zavtra. English to Russian translation. Will.
Budu.
Budu.